League season, Danny?
Absolutely fantastic. First and foremost, very valuable 3 points, you know, against the local rivals and, you know, in my opinion, probably the league favourites. So in terms of there and picking our brains against them today in a derby that's been, I think, 10 years overdue, you know, it was absolutely fantastic. I thought it was an overall terrific performance. You know, the players have worked extremely hard. Close season there, you know, coming into the campaign and, you know, with the experience that we have, you could see the energy of the younger boys in the team as well. I thought, yeah, very good performance, very pleasing.
You must have thought equaliser was coming at that point, well, the boy just had to nod it in.
Yeah, listen, you see the frustration for us down one end where you think you're due a free kick to there, and I can understand the players at times because your frustration is there and you think you're not getting it and then you're not doing your job properly back at this end. But what a clearance by Martin McNiff. That was absolutely outstanding. I was at a game a few weeks ago, I think it was St Mirren, against somebody, and the boy Tate had a wonderful clearance that they spoke about. That was right up there with that. So it was absolutely fantastic.
Was it you maybe unlucky not to win by more then? Because there are a couple of chances.
Listen, you could see that.
Well.
Fair credit to Partick Thistle. You know they're a good quality side. You could see where their strengths in that lay. Had a good bit of possession at times, but I thought we contained that, and I thought that we handled. I thought we were absolutely fantastic without the ball today, and as much as we were fantastic with it, and I thought our choices in the final third could have been better midway through the second half. But at the end there, when you could see Thistle really opening up, you can understand and see why David Goodwillie gets the respect of the opposition and the other coaching staff in the way that he does, you know, because when he's left with 1v1s or 2v2s, he's absolutely incredible to play against. But we certainly had enough opportunities to put the game to bed after that, and got to give their goalkeeper Sneddon some fantastic credit. You know, he pulled off some big saves there.
It's obviously a result that the fans watching at home will enjoy as well.
Yeah, there's no doubt, and that was just the boys all there at the end of the game. You know, it was just an appreciation of all the supporters, you know, and the best wishes that came in before the game. We had a lovely letter that we actually read out in the team talk, I think from the Glasgow branch, you know, and it was really moving, and what, you know, the club means to them, not only this fixture, and as I said, it was a fixture that was well overdue, and although the fans couldn't be here with us today, we knew that they were with us kicking every ball, and, you know, a few of them probably scored a hat-trick the day, there was a few of them probably kept a few, nodded that ball out the net as well with Martin McNiff there, so we're absolutely thrilled for them. So once again, it's a very much a joint effort, and hopefully we'll be back together soon.